In this episode, discover the key differences between inbound marketing and account-based marketing and how those differences affect your video strategy.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery, brought to you by Wirebuzz.
And now, in a moment, we're going to be discussing account-based marketing, also known as ABM versus inbound marketing. It's a topic that comes up here all the time at Wirebuzz because many people, when they walk in the door, they don't understand the difference between the two approaches and a big impact that it can have on your video strategy. If you're interested in using video in your business to guarantee ROI, well, I just published a free video course that teaches using video to generate ROI and the tactics behind it. And you can access that at wirebuzz.com/ROI. But first, I've got some big news. You know, in Video Marketing Mastery is moving to 2 days a week because of really strong audience demand. You know, over the last few weeks, we've got some really great but slightly contradictory feedback from listeners like you. And some of you absolutely love our news segment and the meaty content, while others just want us to get to the tactical topics of video marketing and how to execute to amplify your results. So with that in mind, we're going to try a little experiment here at Video Marketing Mastery. The team and I have decided to split up our show into two different segments. On Tuesdays, you'll get our main content for the week, just like, well, you always have. Then on Wednesdays, we'll be sharing the biggest news in video marketing. And as always, if we have an in-between-isode on the Toddcast, we'll fit it in wherever it makes the most sense. But by separating the show segments, we're hoping to better serve everybody's needs, love it or hate it, really. I want to hear from you. I'm really interested in your feedback. It helps me improve the show. So if you have anything you'd like to share, please leave us an honest rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. I read every comment and I take that feedback seriously. And as you can tell from this episode, we make modifications based on it. So in a nutshell, thank you for your support. It means a lot. Oh, this week, you know, spring training just got started here in Scottsdale. And on Sunday, a client and I went to the Royals-Giants game. Madison Bumgarner was on the mound. That dude's a straight-up freak. He was dialing. So much fun to watch. I'm like, our seats were right there by the mound. Because, you know, spring training, you're a whole lot closer. And when that dude got up there 60 feet, 6 inches from the batter, I felt intimidated. And I was there in the stands with a very cold Corona in my hand, but still intimidated by all get out by Madison Bumgarner throwing some serious heat. Oh, and I also made sure to snap a couple photos of Madison Bumgarner for you. If you want to get access to it, you could go to wirebuzz.com/67. Easy way to remember 67 is... 1968 was the election year. This is just the year before 1967. So wirebuzz.com/67. All right. Right now I'm joined by Wirebuzz's director of strategy, Marcus Cree. What is up?
What is up?
You know, Marcus, it's a really interesting topic here today on account-based marketing versus inbound marketing. I know that we are, in many cases, believers in inbound. And account-based marketing has its merits. Let's spend a few moments talking about it. What do you think about this topic, account-based marketing versus inbound?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. You know, many of our clients come to us, they have an ABM, account-based marketing model, like their entire organization is built around ABM, but then they come to us and they're asking for us to create like a lead gen video, which just doesn't make sense. Fundamentally, it just doesn't make sense in that context. And oftentimes it's, you know, a client with like 5,000 customers in the world that they could potentially work with. And then they come to us saying, hey, we're not getting enough leads. And it's like—
And we want inbound.
Right. And it's like, you know who all of your leads are already.
Right.
So what you need is you need something that's going to help your salespeople break through the noise.
Right.
Not something that's going to attract and pull those 5,000 people in the entire world into your ecosystem.
And as you're listening, I want you to be recognizing that when we're in a strategy meeting with a client and they've only got 5,000 target customers in the world, but they're asking for inbound at some point I look over at Marcus and he looks over at me and we go, how do we back them off this and get them into the right strategy? That happens.
Yeah. And you know, we love HubSpot. We're HubSpot users. We're HubStars even.
Right.
But the thing is HubSpot's, they're leading the charge on marketing education, which is great. Someone needs to do that.
Right.
But marketers aren't always discerning enough about that source of information. So they're consuming this inbound methodology. They're hearing that they can drive down their lead costs. They can start driving traffic at better and better rates over time. And they think of how sexy that is, how great that would be for their business if they could have all of those benefits of inbound. But they just don't realize that inbound doesn't make sense for them.
And if you're just getting up to speed on the terms, let me define account-based marketing for you. Marcus mentioned it one time as ABM. You can do it either way. You know, it's also known as key account marketing. It's a strategic approach for business marketing in which an organization considers and communicates with individual prospect or customer accounts as markets of one. All right. Account-based marketing is typically employed in enterprise-level sales organizations. And generally, when we get brought in, it's that kind of an organization that has been using account-based marketing successfully, but they probably heard this buzzword of inbound. What they're really trying to do is jam a square peg into a round hole.
Yep, absolutely. And I think a big part of the problem here is that marketers don't try to classify themselves. They haven't said, I'm an account-based marketer. They're not saying, I'm a inbound marketer. And so instead, we think about the information we consume. And because marketers are, like marketing educators are so bad about teaching their readers or their listeners or their viewers how that tactic that they're teaching today, how that information that they're providing today fits into the larger strategy. And when you don't connect the tactics to the strategy, you confuse your prospects. And that's what we're experiencing right now. We got, you know, for example, in the healthcare space, right? Many of our healthcare marketing clients have two types of marketing initiatives that they're engaging in. They have an inbound initiative, which is for targeting patients because there are millions of them. Mm-hmm. But then they also have an ABM model where they're targeting clinicians, healthcare providers.
Two different target customers, and they both require completely different marketing strategies. And I think that's really common.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And is it because the population is known in one and unknown in another?
Yes. A lot of the difference between ABM and inbound is how big is your addressable audience. So when we look at inbound by comparison, you're usually thinking about scalability at all costs. How can we decrease the cost to acquire a customer? How can we minimize the time demand, the time burden on our sales reps, surface higher and higher quality leads that are further and further along in the buying process so that our sales team is just lining them up and knocking them down, right? Inbound is a volume-based approach where you funnel people towards the salesperson at ever-increasing efficiency. But you know that throughout that process, you're going to be losing a lot of leads. You can't serve everyone. And because you're not personalizing every individual, the sales process for every lead, you're going to burn a lot of leads. You can't do that if you have 5,000 target customers.
Right.
And so many of our clients are coming to us targeting, quote unquote, big fish.
Right.
They have a specific list of accounts that they want to get, and they will do anything to close those accounts. A more unscalable approach to marketing. So you don't want to try to conflate scalability with unscalable marketing. And that really, that's where the rub is. You know, people think, oh, we want scalability. But if you do those types of things, you're burning your very, very finite list of leads.
Yeah. So when we get started, what we're really doing is we're sniffing out what their goals are and who their target customers are, and then backing that up into a strategy that supports those goals and are aligned with them. And then we start going in and making the video recommendations based on those strategic goals. Mm-hmm. And then we start baking it into the actual video because you need to know that when you're working on the script, when you're doing the storyboard, and particularly in the call to action.
Yep.
And most marketers think about the call to action when the video's done.
Oh, I hate that.
But you know I'm right.
Yeah, you're right.
And, yeah. that's like trying to reverse engineer it, and that's always bad.
Right. Well, I mean, and the thing is you should know the call to action before you start the script, because you're leading someone to the call to action. That's the whole point of the video. And so if the call to action hasn't been clearly defined, then the video's strategy hasn't been clearly defined. You start with the end in mind. You work your way towards the front. That's always how it works. Now, so just to further delineate the difference between ABM and inbound, just so that we can move on from this. With ABM, your sales organization, your marketing team is focused on how can we maximize our close rate, right? If you have 5,000 target customers, you need to close as high a percentage of them as possible, right? And then the average deal size, getting more value per customer generated. Those are the two things that move the needle for an ABM organization. With an inbound organization, you're more focused on lead volume, more top of funnel content, because you're burning so many of those leads at each stage of the sales process. So you need more total lead volume. You're going to do more stuff for awareness.
And really, instead of burning those leads, what you're really doing is you're disqualifying them.
Yes.
You're kind of knocking them out of the sales process.
In a fully optimized inbound system, you're screening out the bad fits and then everyone else buys.
Right.
We know that that's not true. Right. That's fictional sort of representation. What really comes down to is you're catering to the middle, to the mass. And so you're optimizing for the lowest common denominator customer, the most average customer. And then you know that you're losing people on the fringes, but you're okay with that because there's enough volume of customers out there that you're going to make a lot of revenue at a very low cost. That's really fundamentally the inbound marketing mm-hmm. philosophy. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that makes sense. So what do marketers need to do differently if they're account-based marketers versus inbound marketers?
Yeah, so I think it might help to talk about the similarities first real quick, and then we'll talk about those points of departure. So I know you and I are always talking about how you start at the back of the sales process first, right, and you work your way to the front, because
I actually kind of look at it like you're plunging the bottom of the sales funnel, and then it all starts to come down.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's actually, I really like that metaphor. It's a little graphic, but...
but it works.
It works. No, yeah, it's absolutely right. So that is true for just about any business, whether you're inbound or ABM. And the reason is that you're going to see results faster when you start at the back of the funnel. We talk about this all the time. When people, you already have people in your funnel, right? So if you create something at the back, you're going to close those deals faster. Your sales reps are going to have more time to work with the colder leads, bring them through the process, right? So your close rate is going to go up, your sales velocity is going to go up. So that's all great. Then you also are going to have, that bottom of funnel content is going to generate leads too. Not at the same volume as the top of funnel content, but with higher lead quality, right? So if you talk about pricing on your website and then someone opts in on your pricing page, that pricing content probably generated a much higher quality lead than your thought leadership content that you generated on your blog, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to pull those people through your buying process faster too. And then lastly, if you optimize the bottom of the funnel and then you go back to create something that generates leads and traffic, then that traffic is more valuable. Those leads are more valuable because you're closing a higher percentage of them at faster and faster rates. So now your value per lead generated goes up, and now suddenly all of the content you're creating is more valuable. So that's why we always say start at the back, work your way to the front. But here's where the difference lies. So if you're an ABM business, you're not focused on generating leads at all. So you just focus on optimizing the sales process. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to create more pieces of content for more distinct types of customers, right? So where an inbound marketer is thinking, okay, well, let's create this optimized sales process, but we're catering to the middle customer, the average customer. With ABM, you need to close every customer, right?
Because you already know what the set universe is.
Right.
And your business over time is going to have to get better and better at cleaning up the leads that haven't converted and push them through the funnel.
Exactly, exactly. So with ABM, you're usually going to create a lot more sales process videos. You're going to use them more extensively. But with an inbound organization, you might create your minimum viable funnel,
yeah,
start driving a ton of leads into it, and then tweak the funnel as you go.
Yeah.
It's just a completely different strategy. But again, we're always starting with the sales process and then figuring out from there.
All right, exactly. So when you start at the bottom of the funnel, it also improves your lead to close rate, which means that when you do create content for the top of the funnel, that content is designed to drive leads, and each of those leads then become more valuable.
Yep, exactly. So that's usually where we get started with people. But that's the part where ABM marketers get confused, right? It's, okay, well, I have these sales process videos. Now, where's the lead generation? You talk to a salesperson, what are they always going to say? Oh, the leads are bad. The leads aren't qualified. We don't have enough leads. But in an ABM universe where there's a finite number of leads in general, what that really is a prospecting problem. What that is it's an attention problem. You don't have content. You don't have a message that's breaking through the noise with that prospect that you're reaching out to.
Now, Marcus, earlier today, we had a new prospect in our office. They were in our conference room. They actually have two different models here, ABM and inbound, depending on who their targets are.
Yep.
All right. So earlier today, Marcus, you and I had in our office, in the conference room, a new prospect that basically has two different marketing models. They didn't know it, but we sniffed it out. The ABM part of their business is they're selling medical devices to a specific number of doctor's offices. And the inbound part of their business is the certification and teaching training part that teaches a certain type of medical professional on how to use those devices.
Right.
Two completely different revenue opportunities and two marketing tactics.
Yep. Yep. And the way that they're going to have to attack those two different market segments is going to be very different. One is going to be very inbound. We're going to use a YouTube advertising system. We're going to use an affiliate marketing opportunities so that we can sort of get them ROI quickly and then start expanding that sales process, update their website, some of that kind of stuff. But we want to get them some revenue right away. And so we're starting with the training side, right? Because that's where we can move the needle the fastest. And then on the ABM side, where they're actually selling these devices, that's going to be a longer-term sale, right? So it's going to have a slower impact on revenue. Anything we do this month might not bear fruit for 5 or 6 months for them. And so we're not starting there. You know, we're going to make them some money. We're going to prove that we can get them a win. And then we're going to circle back to that ABM stuff because that's a much more complex sale.
All right, that makes sense. All right, so let's dig into this a little bit more. What are some of the other differences between ABM and inbound marketing that we should be talking about right now?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to think about it is scalable versus unscalable, right? When we're doing sales training with clients, that's generally the way that we break it down is if you're in inbound, we're talking about how can we do everything at scale, which helps decrease costs. But when we're talking about an ABM organization, usually we're talking about going above and beyond. How can you be remarkable? How can you stand out? How can you differentiate yourself? And so that's the fundamental difference. With ABM, you're going to do more stuff that, like, you might send video, like a video postcard, right? We don't use video postcards all the time because it doesn't make sense for most businesses.
Right.
But when you receive one of those, you know, remember what those costs? Were they like?
I don't know, maybe like $30, $20. I know that we saw the one that Ferrari is sending around because a guy brought it in for us to see it. Ferrari is literally, if you could picture like the coolest cigar humidor, Ferrari created one of these of like really glossy red lacquer, and it has their logo, and you'd open up this awesome box that you just really feel kind of honored to open. And once you open it up, deep down inside this box was not an iPad, but some kind of a pad of some kind built into the bottom, all this like red velvet around the outsides. And then that video would start playing on that device. And boom, before you know it, Ferrari has you driving in a car doing 0 to 60 in 2.3. And I got bugs in my teeth and I'm just looking at the video like it's that compelling.
Yeah. And you wouldn't do that if you were an inbound organization, but you would do something like that if you had a very specific prospect at a very specific company and you knew who they were, because you know who your customers are in an ABM environment, and you do whatever you can to get their attention, because that $30 that you spend on that video totally postcard, absolutely worth it. So you would do stuff like that, the sort of the giftology model, sending people unexpected gifts at unexpected times based on the things you know they're interested in.
This is kind of like, we always seem to come back to this, the difference between fishing with a net versus fishing with a harpoon. The harpoon would be the ABM. The fishing with the net would be inbound marketing. We're trying to scoop up as many fish into that net as possible with the least amount of work.
Right. Very hard to catch a tuna in a net. Right. But, I mean, occasionally you might, but it's very, very unlikely. Whereas if you are doing an inbound model, you're only throwing half the fish back, right? But, you know, tuna fishermen go out there and they have to catch one tuna at a time. So with inbound, you're using content to try to decrease the burden on the sales rep, right? To pull the sales rep as much out of the process as you can so that they only do the essential functions that they absolutely need to close the deal. With an ABM model, your salesperson is going to take more of the front seat. They're going to drive the entire marketing and sales process. And you're simply giving them tools, you know, assets, videos, content, things that are going to help them bring those prospects through the process faster. And the reason we use video is because people are going to be four times more likely to consume that content if it's in the form of video. And you're going to pull people from milestone to milestone to milestone in your sales process that much more quickly.
All right, that is awesome. Let's talk about video now. How does this affect video marketing in particular? Because, you know, a lot of times upon first meeting, people look at videos being one size fits all, but I think the more strategic we get, or the more specialized we get, that we realize that there's specific different tactics for the type of marketing philosophy you're following.
Right. So, for starters, when we're talking to an ABM organization, usually their biggest problem is engaging a prospect, right? When you're doing inbound, you usually don't have a problem getting them to watch your free content. The problem with inbound is getting them to go through all of the sales content. The problem with account-based marketing is getting them to pay attention to you in the first place, right? So fundamentally, we have a different set of problems that we're trying to address. With ABM, we're going to focus on what we call demand gen video. Oftentimes, when you're dealing with big fish, you know, these key accounts, they either are working with your competitors already, or they've researched your market and they've decided that it's not a priority for them yet, right? So getting their attention is the biggest challenge you're going to face. We love creating videos there, again, because you're four times more likely to get them to pay attention to your content.
Because they're lazy.
Right, because people are lazy. The other reason why we love video for demand gen is because you have the railroad track effect, right? You can provide a very, very linear, proven persuasion message that you're going to pull people through. So oftentimes, if you're dealing with competitors, right, an inbound organization would say, these are the benefits of our product in that first video. Whereas if you're talking to a big fish, it's not, these are the benefits of our product, because they've probably already working with your competitors, feel like they have those benefits,
right,
or they're not interested in working in your market segment at all. So you have to be more emotional, right? Because there's convincing people that something's valuable, and then there's persuading people to actually do it. And those are actually fundamentally two different things. Persuasion comes down to that emotional connection, that resonance. How can I make this a priority? How can I make you feel like you have to have it now and not it's a nice to have 5 years from now? Mm-hmm. So with ABM, we're going to focus a lot more on that early sales content, right? Getting people to pay attention to you so you can fill up your pipeline. Then you have more prospects that you can work. With inbound, we're going to really focus more on that back end of the funnel, because your lead volume should already be there, right? So now how can we close more deals immediately? Usually that's going to happen at the back of the funnel, because you're filling the pipeline up with that top of funnel content,
yeah,
right? So another thing you're going to do with ABM, personalized video. Personalized video is so magical in the ABM market. You wouldn't do that in inbound, right? Like, you usually wouldn't do that because it's a lot of time. And really the goal is minimize the time investment of the sales rep. But with ABM, it's about maximizing the impact. So you might sit at your computer instead of writing an email, you might fire off a short personalized video.
And the video sounds something like, "Hey, John, it's Todd. Are you going to be at this conference?" Or, "Hey, John, it was great talking with you yesterday. Here's some information that I know you'll find valuable." It's very specific to him. You've only got a small population, so you're actually going to, as Marcus mentioned earlier, cater to them deeper, wow them, blow them away, because you need them to fall through the bottom, and you need all 5,000 of them to, because eventually, you know, your universe is only so big.
Right. And what's cool about this personalization model is you could basically say what you were going to say in an email,
right,
say it in a video. It takes a few seconds longer, right? You can track that and make sure they actually consumed it, something you can't do with just the text in your email, right? It's either opened or not opened, right? Another thing that you could do is if you have a certain message you want to send out to all of your prospects, but you still want it to be personalized, then you can outline the sales message, get your best salesperson, your best marketer to pull together a message, and then have your individual reps deliver that on a personalized basis. Lots of ways to use personalization, but I mean, I know you've done a lot of personalized video, and it's remarkable. It makes people think, whoa, you made a video for me. I mean,
it's like going above and beyond. Yeah. I do it all the time. I'm a huge fan of it. The other day got used on me. I liked it. I went to dinner with the team from Vidyard. And by the time I woke up in the morning, one of the guys at the table sent me a personalized video thanking me for joining them and something about the conversation. Here's some more information. That is remarkable. And when somebody does something remarkable, they really become memorable. And in many cases, you start talking about it again, which in my mind makes it like remarketing. And now you're helping them spread the word.
Yep. So personalization in ABM, super, super important, something that everyone can do. Make 8 videos, trust me. By the time you get to the 8th video, it's going to feel pretty easy. You could use a tool like Wistia. If you are an enterprise sales organization, you could use a tool like Vidyard. It's a little more pro, a little more expensive, but basically a tool that you can use to simply create the video, upload it, and then push it out. You'll be shocked at how effective it is. Another thing that's really interesting with ABM versus inbound is video quality, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
If you're in the ABM space, you need every second of attention that you can get from a prospect is at a premium value. So the main content you're going to put on your website needs to be polished. It needs to be right. People should be able to self-serve as much of the buying process as possible, because let's be realistic about people's engagement with email and advertising.
Right.
It's just not what it used to be. It doesn't mean you don't use those things. Those things are still very, very, they're the most effective things. But if you want to pull people through your buying process more quickly, you want your sales reps to be happier, you want everyone to be making money, and your customers, you, everyone's pleased and going home every night thinking, oh my gosh, I had such a great day.
Right.
Then you're going to need to create the absolute best user experience on your website possible.
Right.
So ABM, you have to have that content super, super top notch. On an inbound side, it's not to say quality isn't important, but again, you're playing to the middle. So you know that you're going to be losing some leads to the process. And oftentimes, because there's so much volume going on here, you might sacrifice making this one video the best video it can be for making 2 videos that solve 2 different problems. Recognizing that you're going to lose a little bit in both places, but you're going to solve the sales problem itself at a grand scale a little bit better. So
one little caveat here is on the ABM side, your personalized videos are going to be lower production value, and they're most likely going to be filmed through the webcam on your computer or handheld through your phone through like the selfie camera. And that's acceptable because people know it's personal and it's kind of rapid response. You're getting back to them about something.
Right. Yeah. If you're creating something from the brand versus something from the sales rep, right? People don't expect the sales reps to be creating super polished videos. It's remarkable enough that they made one in the first place.
If you are going to be approaching this personalized video, the one recommendation that Wirebuzz would make is make sure that your camera is at eye level with your eyeballs, because if it isn't, then somebody's looking up your nose or they're You know, it's just not a natural angle. So make sure that everything happens on the same focal plane, your eye and the camera. And when you're talking, get intimate with that camera. Look at that camera, make a connection with it, because that's actually the eye contact that you're going to be simulating when the person receives your personalized video.
Right. Yeah. You want to make it look like you're talking to them in the eye.
Yeah.
So you really do have to look at that camera. You should outline what you want to say so that you're not fumbling all over yourself. Eventually you'll get super polished. Like I said, make eight or 10 videos. By the time you're done with those first 8 or 10, it's going to start to feel pretty easy.
Marcus and I were talking about this before I went to Amsterdam, and I was working on a personalized video project, and we were like, I don't know, make 10, maybe make 20. I'm a classic overachiever. So I was like, well, I'll do 20 then. And then I got here on a Sunday, and once I knocked down the first 10, I started to feel really good about it. When I got to 20, I was like, ooh, I got this thing dialed in. And then I don't know how to not go above and beyond. So I ended up doing 96 videos and had that whole like script just dialed in to the point where I was on rapid fire. And you know, after a while, you just start to get really good at it, really comfortable.
Well, most of those videos were within 3 seconds of the length of each other. So yeah. I'd say you got it pretty dialed in.
It was tight.
So I think the last big difference in terms of video strategy, I mean, we talked about this from a moment earlier. With inbound, you're targeting the middle, the average customer. With ABM, you need to target every type of customer, right? So if you have multiple segments, for example, and this is probably the most classic example, you have people who aren't working with a competitor, and then you have people who are working with a competitor, right? And with an ABM model, you're usually reaching out to them first, right? So which you have to have both messages. You have to have a message that's for the people who are working with a competitor that talks about the problems of that competitor, right? There has to be pain in order for a solution to be presented that's valuable, right? No pain, no priority.
Right.
But then if, you know, you have another customer or prospect, they're not working with anyone. That means they have unmet needs.
Yep.
That would be more like a standard explainer video.
Totally different messaging.
Totally different messaging. The way you start those videos is completely unique. You might even have completely unique messaging or completely unique sales funnels themselves, mm-hmm. right? But even just that very first email, we've gotten amazing results for clients just by creating a different asset for that initial prospecting email,
yep.
right? Because it comes down to filling your pipeline in ABM. That's the biggest challenge. And that challenge being the case and the fact that they're not coming to you, you need that first asset, that first introduction to be something that they're going to resonate with.
Memorable, solves problems, creates an emotion.
Yep.
All very important.
Yeah. So you're going to tend to create more videos that do the same thing, but for different audiences in an ABM model.
All right, so I grew up on the beach. I think I look at it like that way you're not trying to catch your big fish with the wrong bait. Is that the right way to look at it?
Boom.
Right?
Love it, yeah.
All right. Make sure if you're trying to catch big fish, you drop the right bait. You attract, tease, and hook and pull them through. Video does a more compelling job than any other type of content. That's why we specialize in it. And it's a really interesting topic, ABM versus inbound and how it affects your video strategy. If you don't know off the beginning, you're in trouble because there are different types of assets. And that's really where we come in. We love to nerd out on the strategy side so we can help companies be very efficient in how they pull leads through with the least amount of expense possible. He's Marcus Krieg. He's our director of strategy. Marcus, if you could summarize all of this in a 40-character Twitter tweet, I'm just kidding. If you could summarize it in just a short little thing, how would you explain what we talked about?
So you calling me long-winded?
Yeah.
All right. So
verbose.
I'm verbose. So basically, there's two types of models, right? There's the unscalable model, which is ABM, right? You have to do everything you can to close the deal, each prospect that you have in the database. On the other side, you have inbound, which is you have a large addressable population, and you're really focused on decreasing your cost per acquiring a customer, right? As it affects your content and your video strategy, you're going to be thinking more about unscalability with ABM, going big, being more personalized, being more consultative, getting your sales rep more FaceTime, being more personalized. Right. On the inbound side, you're going to be focused on understanding the broad strokes of your addressable audience, and you're going to make sure that the content you create serves the greatest number of prospects possible.
Catering to the average instead of the fringes.
Exactly. On ABM, you have to serve all of the fringes, all of the market segments. In inbound, you can choose the most strategic or profitable audience and really focus on them.
Interesting topic, Marcus. Thank you so much for breaking it down.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So if this topic was valuable to you, the best recommendation I could make is just listen to it a couple times, because with every time you listen to it, it'll make more sense. And if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, just go to wirebuzz.com/67. That's 67. An easy way to remember the episode 67 is, well, 67 is the year that one of the world's greatest albums of all time came out, Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. Is that the name of the album? What a mouthful, right? They need some branding work. I guess it worked for them. But Sgt. Pepper's came out in 1967. Access the show notes at wirebuzz.com/67. Hey, keep in mind, coming up after this episode, we're going to be releasing the news that matters to video marketers for the week. And if you want to get access to the news, it's coming out tomorrow. It's episode 68. All right. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun having Marcus on the mic. We got Christo back in the house after his travels. I know that, Christo, if you don't mind, coming up in episode 68, let's start off that episode with us talking about the trip that you went on. You cool with that? All right, we'll do that. Comes up in the next episode. Anyway, I'm going to peace out. I wish you guys a very profitable week. Please don't hesitate to ping me with any questions or any topics you'd like us to break down as it pertains to the most important topic for business in marketing, which is how to use video to amplify your results so you can become a video marketing master.